Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management Group. We talked earlier in the week, Craig, on the business lunch, and the streak hadn't continued, and that didn't count. They were down when we talked that day. Here you are on my program, Your Money Matters, and for the 37th time out of 38 appearances, the markets were in the green. How do you do it, my friend?
Well, you know what? I do it through diligence and prayer, John. I mean, that's what happens. Whenever I know I'm coming on your show, I toss a little extra money in the collection basket on a Sunday morning. No, I'm teasing. I don't do that. Listen, it's not luck. It's not coincidence. It's skill. It's deft. But the reality is everyone's got to start getting the message by now, which is if you have FOMO because you bailed on your investments in 22, you're right to have FOMO because 2023 was a great year. 2024 has been an even better year so far, and I think the rally is not ending anytime soon because it doesn't look like a recession out my window.
Some people would argue with you, though, that perhaps a bubble is brewing. Thoughts on that?
Well, you know, lots of people are going to point to different things and say, oh my gosh, look at this, look at that, maybe there's a bubble brewing. I keep it a lot simpler. Sure, the jobs data that came out this week wasn't rock star. I get it. I'm seeing parts of the consumer who is moving to be a lot more frugal, a lot more choicey. I get it. But when I look at credit spreads, bond market, the smart money, it doesn't tell me that there's a recession brewing. It just tells me that the recent rally over the last week or so doesn't have the same level of conviction in it that we did when we started turning up in October, November. But if someone thinks we're on the cusp of the great financial crisis, the dot-com bubble, the numbers and the valuations are expensive, but they don't just support bubble conditions today.
Right,
they don't.
Because bubble conditions would be like stocks trading, the price of the average stock trading at blank amount of their value versus what they are now, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and listen, there was an article that was circulating earlier in the day where, you know, oh boy, you know, is it the end of a structural bear market? We need to take a look at the profits are under pressure. We need to look at the lack of breadth. There's always different signs. But John, people were looking for this massive recession in 2022. Did it happen?
Nope.
No, it don't. I mean, people have been saying the inverted yield curve is screaming, get out of stocks, go into gold and bonds. Has that been a good move for anybody?
Well, gold is doing fine, but yeah, no.
Well, you're right. Gold's doing fine, but again, I think I would rather take stock prices over the last year and a half than gold prices.
True.
So, you know, my comment is we can always find a reason that the sky is falling. The last time I checked, I'm looking out my window on a Wednesday evening, and it looks pretty sunny outside in Chicago.
Yeah, it does. You often have, I don't want to say unbridled optimism. You are an optimistic guy by nature, Craig, which I think comes in handy only because the average person that's listening here right now today, it pays to be optimistic in the sense of sticking with plans pays out in the long run. There's valleys, there's peaks, but optimism and keeping with the plan is often, those are the people that end up getting to retire when they want to retire.
Well, how can I not be optimistic? Because history is my guide, and to be honest, history is the only guide any of us have. And what history has proven is there are three great ways to create wealth in this country. Way number one, start a business. Way number two, be an investor in a diminishing asset, which is real estate, because there's only so much real estate to go around, right, John?
Mm-hmm.
And option number three, partner with great companies of America. And the way we partner with great companies of America is we invest in stocks. And when you do that over the long term, it's been proven time and time again. John, I remember doing radio back when we hit Dow 10,000. Now, the real question is, are we going to hit Dow 40,000 before we hit Dow 30,000? Yep, I think we hit Dow 40,000.
Craig Bolanos, Wealth Management Group. Hang on the line, Craig. We will dive deeper into what's going on. Your questions are always welcome, too, by the way. 312-981-7200. Phone number for Craig, 833-WMG-PLAN. More with Craig Bolanos. But first, traffic and weather. Craig Bolanos from the Wealth Management Group. Craig, we were talking earlier about the stock market. It's done really well. I was chatting with my friend David Hochberg. I was in for John Williams today again. And, you know, he pointed to the jobs number being a little softer than people expected. Maybe spending is going down. I know a lot of people that immediately go to, well, that must mean a recession. But, Craig, sometimes I feel like we're either like, oh, it's the market is great, the economy is great, or it's in the tank. The reality is something in the middle is usually A-okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why we need to consistently debate things at pendulums, at bookends, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be a hard landing or no landing. It doesn't need to be an expansion or recession. There's various flavors of each. I mean, that's why I like ice cream. I can go get 31 flavors on demand. Now, my comment here is let's not mistake slower growth for a recession. Sure, I expect people to not spend as much on meals and entertainment in the second half of the year. I expect people not to spend as much on travel and leisure at the end of the year. People are building up credit cards. People no longer have the savings they once did. But I also will never bet against the American CEO. The American CEO always finds a way to continue to generate profits. Now, unfortunately, John, sometimes profits come from cost cutting. And sometimes cost cutting means we're not hiring more people or we start doing some layoffs at the margin. So that's disappointing. But if we look at what drives stock prices, because this is an investment show, it's earnings. And whether you get your earnings through sales or you get your earnings through a combination of cost cutting and sales, they're still earnings. And that's what investors are paying for.
Had a good conversation with Terry Savage earlier today. I'm sure you know the money lady, Craig Bolanos, or have interacted with her at some point. She does a lot of stuff for us and Channel 9 and really just kind of walks everyone through the economy, does a great job at that. I asked her about target date retirement funds. I was kind of surprised by her answer, but she pointed to a lot of data, and I think this is where someone like you comes in, is... They are okay to like get you started, right? If that's your way in, great. You can pick something easy, a little hands off. She was pointing to data that shows that they're very risky at the end, that you maybe for when you're 20 or 30, okay, the target date fund is good. But when you're coming into the retirement landing, going to someone like you is very helpful for people to just kind of check their blind spots, see what's under the hood, and make sure they aren't really vulnerable to a shock in the market.
Well, I agree with Terry so much. I've seen her in studio on a number of occasions when I've been there at the same time for some interlapping interviews. And the truth is, no one should put their retirement on autopilot. Everybody needs to own their results. That's what personal responsibility and resolve is all about. And I think target date retirement funds in someone's 401k is a great place, as you said, just to begin the journey of I'm going to start saving for retirement. Where should I go? Nothing wrong with a all-in-one turnkey. But if it comes to using your money, you need definition and permanence. And that means we can't afford to simply accept that the glide path that's been preordained is ideal, because we need optimal results. And that's why I think people deserve and should demand and can have access to a good fee-only financial planner under a fiduciary standard that can develop and curate and implement and monitor someone's portfolio to ensure that they don't just get retired, but that they stay retired. And that takes a team approach. And it's something we do, and we do very well here, John. I'm going to give us a plug at the Wealth Management Group.
Well, you should. And I didn't know, Craig, so you guys are fee only. That's sort of what Terry was saying. She's like, find a fee only, right?
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, I think, you know, if you're investing and allowing commissions and different things get in the way, it gets in the way. I think people need to work with a true partner, someone who's going to sit on the same side of the table, because we only get to retire once, and that means retirement has to be done right, and that means there's a level of vigilance, or dare I say, it's really stewardship that is required if somebody wants to have a holistic, integrated approach to what we're all chasing. You know, John, we're not chasing retirement. We're not chasing the beach. We're honestly each just chasing financial peace. And financial peace begins with understanding where we're at. Financial peace also is about contentment, being content with what we have. But financial peace also means we know how things are going to work. We know why things are being done in our best interest. And that's what allows us to ultimately achieve that sleep at night portfolio.
I think people, Craig, have gotten to know you on the station because you're on a lot with other John or myself. And, you know, you mentioned the fee only thing. I know that people's immediate question then is, well, what is the fee? And I don't need you to shoot out a number here, Craig, because I imagine it kind of depends what people are coming to the table with their wants and needs, right? Like, you kind of tailor the experience based on the client and what they, how much work they need you to do, right?
Well, that's exactly it. We're not providing cookie cutter homogenized advice to anybody. You know, you can get that from a robo-advisor, right? You know, we're providing a bespoke experience. You know, it's what I call a Four Seasons experience with FedEx efficiency. That's what matters end-to-end, and it needs to be priced appropriate because we can never allow the cost to investing be something that derails our entire our retirement. We need to make sure that we have value in exchange for that result, and we've demonstrated that over the last quarter century.
Another last point about the how the market is or where we are, and of course no one ever knows what is next. But there's been some articles written about the YOLO time is dying, that maybe people are cutting back on spending. I know that's like a flashing yellow, but like we talked about, there is such thing as kind of this middle ground. And for every yin, there's a yang. If people are cutting back spending, good, maybe a little bit. I know the consumer drives the market, but boy, if credit card debt is too high, then you're really setting yourself up for failure. The market has a way of kind of like working these things out. And by the market, I mean like the give and take between spending too much as consumers and cutting down on credit card debt. Do you kind of see what I'm saying? The equilibrium seems to find itself.
I do. And I just go back. History is a divine teacher. You know, we're all shaped by our experiences. And the last thing I want as a practitioner is to go back to the 90s where we had what Alan Greenspan coined irrational exuberance. So the fact that we're seeing companies be responsible by being more focused on their cost controls, the fact that consumers are being a little bit more choosy because they know the higher interest rates, the cost to borrow, I think all of those are pluses because they can allow an economy not to suddenly crash out. They can allow economy to thread what you and I call not the hard landing, not the no landing, but John, we call it right in the middle. It's the soft landing. I kind of feel like Goldilocks. The porridge isn't too hot right now. It's not too cold. It feels just about right, and that's a comfortable place for people to be making long-term plans to get retired with solid investments.
Yeah, it's also why I like reading articles of people that I hadn't seen that perspective, where they do warn, is stagflation here, right? I may not think it is, you may not think it is, but it's good that we have perspective on these things so everyone can take a chance to kind of check their blind spot a little bit and make a more maybe informed decision, or at least be aware that, hey, some experts think this might be a thing, something to be aware of. Craig, we're out of time, a little bit over, but I appreciate your time, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds great.
833-WMG-PLAN. It was great to dive in with Craig a little deeper about how his business works.